Immigration, the silent invasion of America. The Europeans who came to America took it by force from the natives. In some cases, it was overt force. In others, it was force as a result of reaction from the natives. We also swung major deals with France and Russia to extend our borders. Now the Europeans have surrendered this wonderful nation to invaders who don't have to fire a shot or risk their lives as they move in to steal the bounty that God has blessed us with. Many Americans have given their lives for freedom and a value system based on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as well as the notion of one nation under God. Though this nation cannot be said to have ever been a Christian nation from its documents, its foundations are undeniably culturally tied to its European Christian roots. It is sad to see the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, etc., of these noble Americans lose this land and its opportunity to peoples of other cultures who have no intent on being assimilated into the Christian culture. The seeds for our demise as a nation are sown in a lack of respect for our heritage. We have discounted that which brought honor to us as a people. We are now the prey of lesser cultures as a result of our weakness as a people. Just as Samson lost his strength by compromising his values, so too have Americans lost our strength. My prayer is that just as Samson returned to God and was restored for one last triumph, we Americans will return to the one who made us. America was founded primarily by people who came here for religious freedom, many of whom faced death in their native country. My own family were French Huguenots, Protestants, who were being put to death by the Catholic Church. When they came here, there was nothing but natural resources. It was a life or death struggle. Only people with fortitude, something to offer, would hazard the dangers in hope. Now we have so many taxpayer-sponsored government benefits, we're simply drawing leeches out of other countries. Now this is a generalization. There are no doubt exceptions. But the person who comes here illegally is by definition a lawbreaker and therefore an unacceptable resident.